From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. What if Mozart was a woman? That was actually a trick question. There was a famous female Mozart. And by many accounts, she was just as much a musical prodigy as her famous younger brother, Wolfgang Amadeus. Not many people know about the life of Maria Anna Mozart, nicknamed Nannerl by her family.
Imagine an 11-year-old girl performing the most difficult sonatas and concertos on the harpsichord or fortepiano with precision, with impeccable taste. It was a source of wonder to many.
A one-woman show coming to the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center examines the life of Nannerl, a woman that many music scholars say could have achieved greatness, but for the lousy luck of being born a woman in the 18th century. We're talking with Samantha Hoffer, the actress who will be portraying Maria Anna in the play titled The Other Mozart. Samantha, it sounds like you had to do a lot of research in preparation for the role. What do the history books say about Nannerl Mozart?
Mainly, they just said that she was touring with her dad and her brother, and she was playing the harpsichord and was doing that quite well. There was not really a difference highlighted. I mean, she was not playing the violin because that was something that girls wouldn't do at the time. They didn't really mention any compositions of hers in the books, but certainly that she was an excellent clavichord piano player.
So she's going along at a nice clip. She is touring Europe with her brother and impressing all the royal houses and impresarios. And then at about age 18, it stops. What happened?
Well, that was just like not a life that was like to be allowed to be pursued by girls, right? Girls were supposed to get married. But at the age then of 15, people started looking at this whole brother-sister couple almost a little weird. So out of social pressure, they kept her in the house.
Why?
Mama tried to explain things to me. I pointed to her. That painting of Saint Cecilia. She is playing the organ, and she is a saint, patron saint of all musicians.
Now, your costume for this show is actually also a part of the set, when you think about it, in that it begins with what looks like a murderous 18th century whalebone corset and fans out in a huge dress that virtually carpets the entire performance space. How long did it take you to get used to that?
Well, like you said, the whole dress covers the stage. So it's an 18 feet dress. So I use it for the most of the time. I'm not corseted for the entire play in it. We kind of think of it as her world and her room that was that dress. So I'm playing on it. There are a lot of hidden little surprises as in props that I'm using. So I didn't really feel that as a constrained at all. Until a certain part of the play, it's really just a stage. It's just like a very unique and beautifully set stage. And the corseted part really comes later in life, also portraying how she then got corseted into a life that she agreed to, but certainly didn't choose.
We've been talking with Samantha Hoffer. She'll be appearing in the one-woman show, The Other Mozart, running from tomorrow through Sunday at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. You can also catch Samantha in the Oscar-nominated movie, Mudbound. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.